Number 85. What does the magazine offer this week with a subscription? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Health on the Go, a weekly broadcast that gives you advice about your eating habits. Today we're talking about salt. Who's heard that salt is not good for you? Well, this negative view of salt is surprising because it's simply not true. You actually do need some salt in your diet to remain healthy. But remember, salt occurs naturally in most foods, so you don't need to add extra salt to your diet. In fact, even fruits and vegetables contain salt. I know you're all interested in trying more recipes that use fruits and vegetables. We'll be talking about that on next week's broadcast.
Number 86. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 87. Why does the speaker say she is surprised? Number 88. Why does the speaker say?
We'll be talking about that on next week's broadcast.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
Welcome to the evening news. I'm your host, Charlene Dawson. We've got a lot of interesting stories to cover on tonight's program, and at the top of our list is an exciting announcement from Francisco City, where a solar-powered airport will be built, one of the very first solar-powered airports in the world. If you're looking for a job, NASA Builders, the construction firm that is building the airport, will be holding an employment fair next month. At the fair, they'll interview and hire workers for the project. For more details about NASA Builders, check the city's website.
Number 89. According to the speaker, what is unique about the airport? Number 90. What does the speaker say will happen next month? Number 91. According to the speaker, how can the listeners get information about the construction firm? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Hi, everyone. My name is Raul Bautista, and this is History with Raul, the weekly podcast where we investigate little-known historical facts that have had a huge impact on today's world. Today, we'll be discussing a topic from art history. We'll hear about the mysterious disappearance of some paintings from a museum in 17th century Europe. Professor Ignacio Ortega from Westland University will explain what happened. But before we speak to Professor Ortega, please remember, this program is only made possible by the financial support of our members. Visit historywithraul.org today.
Number 92. What is the topic of this week's podcast? Number 93. Who is the guest on this week's podcast? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"This program is only made possible by the financial support of our members"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and schedule.
Welcome back, everyone. At tonight's session, we'll pick up where we left off and go right into a discussion of the different types of interviews, in person, by phone, etc. After a brief break, I'll split you into small groups so you can practice being in an actual interview situation.
I'll walk around the room and listen to each group in order to give you individual feedback. Now, before we start, please sign your name on the attendance sheet on my desk.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. On which date is the talk being given? Number 96. What will the listeners do after the break? Number 97. What does the speaker remind the listeners about? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and garden layout.
Thanks for attending this planning meeting for the new neighborhood garden. I'm Chow, and I'm coordinating this project. Here's the layout for the new garden. We'll mostly be planting vegetables, but we will have a herb garden too, and we're going to plant that first. The herbs are going to go in the plot between the picnic area and the tool shed. Also, I need volunteers to help me on Saturday. I'd like to put up a fence around the perimeter of the garden. The wood for the fence will be delivered that morning.
Number 98. Who is the speaker? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where will herbs be planted? Number 100. What does the speaker plan to do on Saturday? This is the end of the listening test.